Thank you for tuning in to All Things Real Estate. Once again, here are your hosts, Brad Avergon and Gary Kelly.
Welcome back to the second half of All Things Real Estate. I'm Gary Kelly, and I'm joined by Brad Avergon. And last time I heard, Brad was going to be dipped into the witch's brew.
I certainly hope not. I certainly hope not. Things are scary enough. We don't need to add that to the mortgage financing and the real estate world. That can be a little bit easier if people do the right things, don't you think, Gary?
We were talking about how people oftentimes are frightened, scared of real estate. And it is the largest transaction that many people will do in their lifetime. And I think it makes sense to have some apprehension, but I don't think that apprehension should lead to a lack of activity, provided that the activity is well thought out and well planned.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something, that's great, but let's talk about what that is and put together a plan for that.
Well, and let's talk about the fear for a minute, because you brought up in the first segment of the show, you brought up, you know, that people have the news on and there's what's going on with the world and all this other stuff. And if you watch the news, I'm sure you can find something scary about everything you could possibly think of. If you eat this, you could die. If you walk down the street, you could be hit by a car. There is so much like anxiety provoking information being thrown at you. The best advice you gave is turn the television off and just focus on the things that you can control. And one of the things you can control is your actions if you're getting ready to either purchase or sell real estate. If you're looking to sell real estate, the example you used was great. This woman had set herself up with a timeline that was unreasonable and created tremendous amounts of anxiety and pressure needlessly. And you coached her through that and moved the timeline out so it was something that she could take a breath over, relax a little bit, and you provided guidance and leadership. And I think that that is really, really important. You know,
I check in with her monthly to make sure that she's making progress. I don't want you to think that we just, you know, did a soul puke all over her situation. We gave her specific pointers, and we're going to go back and check in and see how she's doing. And not to beat her up, but to help keep her on track.
No, absolutely. And I think that part is that's what I want to talk about for a second. If you think about anything that you're unfamiliar with, whether it's, for example, you're learning to drive. You're a kid learning to drive. The first time you get behind that wheel, you got, you know, you're double grip there. You know, that's scary. If you're going into surgery, that's scary because you're unfamiliar with these things. But the thing is, if you get the right people around you who do it day in and day out, like you, like Sue, like me, you can feel at ease. You can relax a little bit because these folks do it. And if we do our jobs correctly, we're going to coach them through. We're going to take some of that anxiety away. So it doesn't have to be this stressful process. Build the right team and listen to their advice and take the right action steps along the way. And it doesn't have to be scary.
You know, Brad, I said in the earlier comments that, you know, there are things in real estate that can be scary that you don't know the result of. You know, you put an offer in, you know, when people put in an offer, we say to them, you know, don't expect to sleep tonight. You know, regardless of the outcome, if you get the house, great. If you don't get the house, great, but you're not going to sleep. You know, you're going to be all excited or nervous, whatever. There's a lot of unknowns that can let people legitimately get anxious, but they don't have to get to be, you know, they don't have to be disabled by it. They don't have to be frozen by it. And that's where we can help.
I agree.
I think that one of the things that right now people talk about is first-time home buyers. And I think that first-time home buyers are unique, and I think that people that are downsizing and haven't done that in a while are also unique in the sense that they may need a mortgage. And the question comes up, what can I buy with a very low down payment? And, you know, Brad, you must get that question all the time.
I do. And, you know, the answer, it's not always the same, because there's usually questions behind that. What makes them want to put a low down payment? Is because they want to buy a fixer upper and they need the funds after it? Is it they've only got that kind of money? What have they been paying so far? You know, there's so much information that comes into the good advice or the guidance that I try to give folks to help guide them, that it's really important. And sometimes if they say, look at, I, what can I buy? And it's a very small down payment and they can't afford what they want. Well, we have a discussion. How long would it take you to get to this place? It doesn't have to happen today. It can happen tomorrow. As long as we have a plan, we can get there. The other thing that's been scaring people, obviously, is interest rates. They're frightened. They're really, really scared that interest rates are, you know, it's going to choke them out. They're not going to be able to afford a property, and they're going to end up going bankrupt if they buy a home. Well, again, I understand the fear of that, but the fear comes from not knowing. So if we sit down and we look at what a monthly payment is going to be, and we look at your paycheck, and we look at the likelihood that you're going to be able to continue in your job, we can come up with a plan that's going to work. And sometimes it means delaying that purchase, or sometimes it means you can make that purchase. We launched a program. I'm very proud of this program. I participated in its creation. We launched a program that helps out heroes. And heroes are people like frontline workers, which is anywhere from a police officer, firefighter, teacher, nurse, faculty, all of those types of things that are kind of the frontline people, where we're able to drop their interest rate for a full percent for that first year and let them kind of gradually get into the property. That can make a big difference for folks that are trying to get started. That first year can be really challenging. And so there's programs out there that can help. There's advice and there's things that you can do to help your situation. Sometimes I talk to folks and I'm looking at their cash flow and they've got a car payment that's taken up a big chunk and they don't have a huge balance on that. And rather than put, let's say, 15% down, maybe I said, well, let's put 10% down, but pay off the car loan, so your cash flow isn't impacted as much. So there's a lot of creative things we can do to take away from some of that fear, some of that scariness.
But it's all about coming in and sitting down and having a discussion. And right. I think that's the part that people need to be comfortable with. And that's, it doesn't hurt to go in and talk to Brad Avergon in his palatial basement office. No, it doesn't hurt to talk to Brad Avergon or Gary Kelly in his penthouse room with a mock-up of a window. We both have offices. We both have places they can go. But, you know, be open, be candid, be comfortable. We don't hurt people. If someone comes in and says, can you sell my house? The answer is yes. How fast? At what price? You know, those are things that come afterwards. But, you know, everyone can get into a house under the right terms, under the right characteristics. And I think that's important. And folks like you and I, we do this as our livings. We don't beat people up.
No, and I think that's really, you know, in addition to not beating people up, I think it's really important to take away some of the fear of just talking to us. I think a lot of times people think, well, if I'm going to talk to my mortgage guy, I have to be ready to get a mortgage. If I'm going to talk to my real estate person, I have to be either ready to buy or ready to sell. And that's not the case. I'm happy to talk to somebody a year out. I'm sure you're happy to talk to somebody a year before they're ready to sell, or maybe they think they're ready to sell, but they need some time based on your discussions. And that comes out so that you can help them put together a plan that's reasonable and achievable for them, and the same for me, that's going to work, where they're going to have success at the end. This is not something you started doing yesterday, nor is it something I started doing yesterday. This is a long-term plan that we want to help people, not just for today, but in the future, make sure they make a good decision.
Well, that's exactly right. And I can't judge in all cases whether selling the house is a good decision. What are they going to do with the funds afterward? Those are things that are, to use the analogy, those are above my pay grade. We certainly have opinions on that. But if someone says, I want to sell my house and I want to buy a compound in Maine for my family. Okay, who am I to judge that? It's not my position. Is it crazy or is it brilliant? Who knows? Not for me to answer. My job is to help people with their real estate and those decisions that go into that. I think that that's important. And I don't think that, you know, you're as much as I want to say you're a scary guy, you're not a scary guy.
Thank you. Nor are you, Gary. You're not a scary
guy. Oh, stop. Just stop. So, Brad, we're coming to the end of this show. Again, if someone wants to reach you, how would they do that?
Gary, the best way to reach me is via my cell phone, which is 978-375-5531 or via email at brad@bradavergon.com. And Gary, how do they reach you?
I can be reached at 508-733-6005 and also email gary@movewithgary.com. Brad, I want to thank you as always for joining in this little soiree and wish you the best in the coming weeks.
Same to you, Gary. And for you folks listening and watching out there, don't be scared. Give Gary or myself a call just to chat. We're happy to chat. No obligation. Be well.
You know, does this mean we're going to get a bunch of calls, people saying, hey, can you take us to Starbucks?
I'll give them your number at that point, Gary. Call Gary on that one.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Once again, thank you for watching All Things Real Estate. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Brad or Gary.